So scripture tells us that there came a time when these Roman soldiers settled down from all of their rowdy activity they'd been doing, all of the cursing and the swearing and the abuse. They'd stopped all of that. And they'd sat down to watch the crucifixion take place. Three men hanging on a cross. But that man in the middle, there was something different here. And as I said yesterday, I believe that there was a change of everything. There was a sense, there was a feeling that was coming across the crowd. All of those who were there, they witnessed, they observed this. Even those who hated Jesus and so desperately wanted him dead could not deny that there is something happening here. They watched and they observed as Jesus pardoned the thief there on the cross and said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." They watched and they observed in the ninth hour when they heard Jesus say, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" They watched all of that. And they observed there's something is different here today than any other day that we've seen and witnessed. And then the earth began to shake. Ooh, I love that. It just does something in my spirit every time I read that. And then at that time, it says the veil was rent in the temple. That moment of time, as the scripture referred to, the fullness of time when God's plan for humanity is coming to the pinnacle. And then they watched, and they saw him die. And it's like everything just came to a standstill for a second. And then we read these words that this centurion said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Certainly, this was a righteous man. Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, who went to the cross of Calvary, and there he pardoned humanity. "Father, forgive them, because they know not what they do." Those Roman soldiers, they didn't know what they were taking place in that day. They didn't know what they were doing. To them, it was just another day. They were making sport of this man like they had done hundreds before. But there was a presence there. And I do believe that that presence is still with us. As a matter of fact, Jesus said it. He says, "I will send another comforter to you." And we know that he kept his word. And on the day of Pentecost, he sent the Holy Spirit in full force. And my goodness, church, he is still with us today. And I'm just going to say to you, if you've heard these messages this week, respond to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. This is Pastor Jack King with the Gospel on the radio broadcast.